When they got back to Lebanon, they started lobbying the government to really implement the recommendations that the government had accepted. So it was also a way to carry on with the pressure that was put on the government to comply with its international obligation. The working group has been, the National Coalition has also been working on a midterm report that was scheduled to be published in mid-2012 in preparation for the next session in 2014. And they created, which was really good, a way to keep working together. They created different social media tools. So everything that I've been that I'm sharing, for example, you can find on the blog that they created with different updates, and also a Twitter account, Facebook account, YouTube account, to be able to follow through and to keep it in the public debate. That was a way, you know, during the four-year period, that was a very good way of keeping the subject into the public eye. And I think that if I can just say maybe two more words on the gender perspective. As in Egypt, it was also decided not to have a specific section on women's rights, and also the gender component was mainstreamed within the whole submission. What was really interesting in Lebanon is that just because of how the women's movement is in the country, there was a lot of very experienced women who had worked on women in development more than anything else. So their input for women workers was particularly interesting, but it was confined to this specific niche. Now with the emergence of newer feminist movements that are really into intersectionality and really into, for example, working on, okay, women and violence, but also women and other issues, the submission was very rich in terms of pushing the government to adopt a bill criminalizing violence against women. And that was one of the burning issues, or the personal status or political representation. And also, again, it was linked with patriarchal norms and a whole system of that oppressed women. So it was, just to give you just some names, for example, so it was Nasawiya, and it was the Coalition for Sexual Rights Initiative who participated within this this coalition. So I think I will end here. If you want, then after we can have the questions about implementation, or if something is not clear. Thank you.